And I lean in and I say, "Carrie, will you go out with me?" And she said, "Yes." And I was like, "Okay, all right, well, I'll see ya." Well, she finally called me at the end of 2 weeks and basically said something like, "Maybe we should see other people for a while," you know, something like that. And that was the end of the relationship. I remember getting off the phone and being like, "I just went out and broke up with my first girlfriend. Cool."
Welcome to Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Ryan Dobson here with Luann Crane, and our host is psychologist, best-selling author, and my dad, Dr. James Dobson. Luann, after hearing that statement and in listening to the program today as we prepared, I have one thing to say. I am so glad the dating years are behind me.
Well, and I have three children right in the middle of them right now, Ryan, so they certainly can be tough. Many in our listening audience right now are also in the middle of those dating years, or like me, you have sons or daughters who may be looking for Mr. or Mrs. Right. Well, our guest today is Pastor Joshua Harris, and he wrote a very popular and some might say controversial book. A few years ago, it's called I Kissed Dating Goodbye. He wrote that when he was actually looking for that one lady with whom to spend the rest of his life.
Well, he did find her. Her name is Shannon. They married 13 years ago. And then he wrote about their love story in a follow-up to I Kissed Dating Goodbye, which, by the way, has sold well over a million copies.
My
goodness. It really is a bestseller. The follow-up book is called Boy Meets Girl, Say Hello to Courtship. And today we're going to hear a conversation my dad had with him when that book was first released.
And they had a great discussion about it, Ryan. Joshua Harris is, as you said, the best-selling author of 5 books and an incredibly popular speaker. He began speaking when he was 17 years old. He is now the senior pastor of Covenant Life Church in Gaithersburg, Maryland, and that is where he and Shannon live with their 3 children, Emma, Joshua Quinn, and Mary Kate.
Well, Luann, there are a lot of people in our listening audience who are single, and I know there are so many questions about the whole dating process. I mean, how do you get into a relationship, and what's it supposed to look like for a Christian, especially when you're being bombarded by popular culture giving you all kinds of mixed messages? How do you begin to make the move in the right direction of marriage? And I'm glad we're airing this program today because I think it's going to help a lot of people.
Well, let's get right to it now as we listen to this conversation between our host, Dr. James Dobson, and his guest, Pastor Joshua Harris, on this edition of Family Talk.
Welcome, Josh. It's really good to have you here.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here.
Your first book was just an incredible bestseller. I mean, everybody was talking about it. How do you explain
complaining
that?
About it or talking that, about it?
Did that surprise you?
Oh, it really did catch me off guard. You know, you pray these prayers, that Lord, use me, do great things, and then he actually does it, and you can't believe it. So I was amazed because with a title like I Kissed Dating Goodbye, I didn't think many singles would even pick it up, you know, see that title and stay away from that section of the bookstore. But it was amazing to see that there are many singles out there who wanted to be challenged, who have made mistakes when it comes to dating, have a lot of regrets, and they're looking for a biblical perspective, a different perspective, even if it's radical.
What was the central theme?
I Kissed Dating Goodbye is a book that challenges singles to realize that singleness is a gift from God. It's a wonderful season in your life. And not to rush into romance, to be happy being single, to not assume that they have to be in a relationship, they have to have the boyfriend or the girlfriend. And so it's a book that says, you know what, if you're not ready to pursue the lifelong commitment of marriage, then just wait. Yeah. Enjoy this time in your life. Use this time for God.
Well, you haven't addressed the title, I Kissed Dating Goodbye. Explain the
Well,
background.
I wanted to get people's attention.
Well, you did.
Yes, I sure did.
You made some people very, very angry, didn't you?
Well, I wanted people to understand that the problems that we see in dating relationships today can't just be glossed over. I think for myself, what I tried to do growing up was simply do a Christian version of the world's approach to dating. You know, change a few things, say that I'm not going to have sex before I get married, but pretty much it looked the same way. And so the book was a really a call to say, you know what, we need to be willing, if necessary, to completely turn our back on the world's way of doing things, even if it means saying goodbye to dating for a season.
What's wrong with dating? I mean, again, we're going to kind of reprise the sure. message of that first book, but what's wrong with it?
Well, you know, I think about my own experience with dating, and as a high school student, as a single, I had some pretty typical mindsets when it came to dating. I don't think dating is the cause of all our problems. I'm not saying that. But I think that what's happened in American romantic relationships or yeah. you know, really relationships around the world is that we've separated a pursuit of romance from a pursuit of commitment. And so essentially dating has become just about having a good time. It's very undefined. It often lacks direction. And so you have men and women who are growing close, growing intimate, even becoming involved, sadly, many times physically. And there's no definition of why they're in that relationship. They're not pursuing commitment. And as a result, people get hurt. There's a lot of regret.
Weren't you also saying that dating trains a couple, trains individuals to remain together until you're not enamored with each other mm-hmm. again and then go on to somebody else, and that training can, in marriage, lead to the same kind of response.
Yeah.
I'm tired of you. You're no longer a credit to me. You're not quite as pretty or handsome as I thought you were. I don't think you're going anywhere, and you're taking me with you, and I'm out of here. Isn't that sort of what you were concerned about?
That is exactly right. I don't think anyone looks around at relationships today and says, wow, we're really doing a good job. Things are really going well. We see the divorce skyrocketing in many cases. We see all these problems. And I think singles need to realize that what we do in our dating relationships is going to have an effect on our future marriages. We're developing patterns. We're developing ways of thinking and that affect our marriages. And so, yes, I think people get into these short-term relationships. They get used to the idea of, you know, I base it all on my feelings and this romantic high. But when those feelings subside, I've got to look for somebody else instead of learning how to be committed and to work through a relationship.
Well, what did your critics say? They accused you of being legalistic to start with, didn't they?
That's true.
And what else? What was their primary disagreement?
Oh, well, I've heard a lot of different things. One is that I was damaged by some girl. Some girl dumped me, and so I decided I was going to inflict pain on the rest of the world by writing I Kissed Dating Goodbye. There was the accusation of being legalistic, and that really grieves me because I wanted to write a book that would encourage people to fall more in love with God. Mm. I don't have a formula or a program. I'm not trying to start some non-dating movement. I remember on one TV show I was on, they introduced me by saying, Joshua Harris is an anti-dating activist. And I just thought, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. That's not what I want to be known for. I want to be someone that's encouraging people to place God at the center of relationships. And so I think there's been a lot of misunderstanding about I Kissed Dating Goodbye. But when people take the time to read it, they realize it's not first and foremost just about dating. It's not some plan or system. It's a call to trust God with your relationships.
You told me in my office a few minutes ago that your new book is really a clarification in some ways of the first book. You've gone a lot beyond that, but that this book is being helpful to let people see what you were intending but maybe didn't say in the first book.
Well, that's exactly right. I wrote the first book when I was 21, and I was right in the middle of all the questions about marriage and who I was supposed to be with and what did it mean to use my single years for God. And by God's grace, it helped a lot of singles, and I'm grateful for that. But as the years went by, I started getting these letters from kids, and they were saying, you know, I've waited on romance, and now I'm ready to pursue someone. What do I do? And I'm getting these letters, and I'm thinking, I'm asking the same question. I'm trying to figure this out too. And so as I walked out my own relationship and went through the season of courtship with my now wife, Shannon, I realized, you know what, I need to go back Not that I have all the answers, but just share what I've learned by going through this process. And so I hope that it does clarify things.
You have a picture of the two of you on the back of your book. Shannon's a beautiful lady. Isn't she?
I really did. I was very fortunate. Yeah.
But you weren't so you weren't so sure that she was the one, were you?
That's true. That's true.
You had preconceived notions of what
that's
was
right.
Like?
I had this sort of this picture of the kind of person I was going to marry. I thought that she'd be just like me. I've grown up in a Christian home, be homeschooled. You know, have all those that same background. And there was actually a girl that I was interested in that fit all of those qualifications. And so I knew this other person is the one. And God really had to open my eyes to see the pride that was there, but also just to see, you know what, Josh, I do things differently for everyone, and my plan is so much more wonderful than anything you could script.
You're listening to pastor and author Joshua Harris on this edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk as he talks about his ideas of courtship versus dating and his own relationship with his wife, Shannon. He really has some thought-provoking ideas to share about godly ways to find a spouse. If you missed the first part of this program, you can hear it online at drjamesdobson.org or in the new Family Talk app for smartphones and tablets. Let's jump back in as my dad asks him about Shannon and his feelings about her family.
Shannon, for one thing, and I believe you talked about this in your book, came from a dysfunctional family.
Her folks got divorced when she was young. She grew up with her dad. Her mom and dad are wonderful people. Yeah. But it was a very different background than the one I had.
And that bothered you?
You know, it didn't bother me. I just thought, well, we couldn't, you know, that wouldn't be right. I need to marry someone that has the same background. But now I realize that God brought us together so that we could really balance each other out in a lot of ways. Shannon brings a perspective to me that has, I think, helped me to be more compassionate to other people, has helped me to care for others better. So I see God's wisdom behind that.
So how did you get from some enchanted evening across a crowded room when you first saw her to standing at the altar with her? Obviously kissed dating goodbye.
Right.
What'd you do? I bet you a lot of people are asking you that question.
Well, you know, it's funny because a lot of people think, well, if you decide to stop dating, then how do you ever get married? Do you just suddenly walk up to somebody and say, hey, let's get hitched. Let's walk down the aisle. And I'm not advocating that at all.
I do hope not.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We met each other in the church office. I was serving as an intern with the youth ministry, and she was working as a secretary. So we got to know each other. We became friends, and I was interested in this other girl that I mentioned earlier, and so I didn't really notice Shannon as a romantic interest at all. And I have to say that it does complicate the whole dating process to have written a book called I Kiss Dating.
I bet it does.
People are looking at you. They're taking notes. They're saying, okay, what's he going to do? Is he going to live all that he's written? But, you know, it's funny because there was a day that came where I found out that this other girl was not interested in me. All the time that I'd been investing into our friendship, she'd been interested in somebody else. And this is kind of funny. But
so you did get dumped by some girl.
Yeah, exactly. dating kissed me goodbye in that case. I went into my office and I got down on my knees, and that wasn't even private enough. So I squeezed myself into the little closet there, and I just started to cry. And it wasn't because I was so disappointed, but I felt God intervening in my life. I felt him saying, this is not my plan. And a lot of people who have been through a breakup or have had a relationship fall apart on them, not work out. Sometimes you can wonder, God, where are you? And I think in those moments, we have to remember that even in those moments of pain, he's at work. And what I didn't realize it was that two offices over, his plan was sitting at her computer and typing, and as I was letting go of this possibility that I've been holding on to, he had something far better worked
out.
Boy,
it is hard to see the big perspective there, isn't it?
It is. It is, and it took a while before God began to just show me as I observed Shannon's character and got to know her, that there was something special there.
Well, how did he get the message across to you?
Well, my heart began to be drawn to her not too long after that. I began to notice her, and that was a season of just, I was asking all these questions. When is it the right time? Lord, when am I going to be able to pursue a relationship? And the funny thing is that many of my counselors and friends in my life were saying, you know, Josh, this book that you've written is being so effective, and it's being effective because you're single. You're living the same message. And so maybe God wants you to stay single for a while. I'm asking the question, how many copies of this book have to sell before I'm allowed to get married, you know? But it was really an opportunity for me to live what I'd written about, to wait, to struggle through those questions, to
trust
God.
Did you ever try to take her out?
Well, you know what? I really waited until I had the clarity, because my pastor said to me, don't bring her into your confusion. And it's a temptation I think a lot of guys have, is they have these feelings, they have this attraction, so they just want to express it. You know, they want to say, I like you. I don't know what that means or what we should do about it, but I like you. And that doesn't serve the girl. And so my desire was to wait until I had enough clarity to be able to say, this is what I believe we're supposed to do in this relationship. Would you have the faith to begin to grow closer?
And so she didn't know about your feelings.
No, she didn't.
You didn't pull your chair up to her desk and say, can we talk?
Well, eventually I did, because I came to that place where I realized, you know what? I'm ready to take this next step. I don't know what God's will is. I don't know if we're supposed to be married, but I want to be able to get to know her better. And because of our lives, there was no really natural, subtle way for me to take that step without being obvious. So,
what was the step?
I called her up, and I asked her if she'd meet with me at this bagel shop. Now I don't know why I chose a bagel shop, to be honest with you. Not
bagel
the most
shop.
Romantic place.
You went
so guys,
a
take a note
shop.
Of that. Don't do bagels. I was a little bit deceptive on the phone. I said, well, I want to get together with you, and there's a guy I know that's interested in you that I need to talk to you about. So the great thing is I didn't put this in the book, but she called me back a few minutes later. She said, you know, I just been thinking about it, and I wonder if it's appropriate for us to be talking about somebody else. And I said, well, don't worry, we're not going to be talking about anything inappropriate. And I hung up the phone and just thought, oh, she's got integrity. She doesn't want to gossip. I love this girl. This has got to be the one.
So had she read your book?
She had read Ike Is Standing By. She had.
What a barrier to wherever you were trying to take this.
It's hard to call a girl up and ask her out when you've written a book with that title. But we met at this little bagel shop, and we sat down, and I said, well, you might have figured this out already, but that guy that's interested in you is me. And I went on to just share the character qualities that I saw in her life and the things that had drawn me to her. And I asked her if she'd be willing to begin a new season in our relationship, a new time in our friendship, to grow closer, so that we could ask the question, does God have something more here? And by God's grace, she was willing to take that step, and she said, I don't want you to think I'm taking this lightly, but I've been praying about this too, and I'd like to take this next step.
Now everybody's going to want me to ask the next question: how in the world did you build a relationship when you had already agreed that you were not going to be together alone, or certainly not in a dating context?
Sure,
I'm not sure what the difference is between the bagel
that's a fantastic question. And the thing that I share with people is, I believe in a relationship that is appropriately clarified, that has a clear direction and purpose, that going on a date can be a healthy thing if there's a clear reason for doing that, if there's a clear understanding of this is why we want to grow closer. So I state this in Ike Is Dating a Bi, but I'm able to make it more clear in Boy Meets Girl, that it's not the activity of going on a date that I want to encourage people to evaluate. It's more the mindset. It's the motives. It's the wrong values that are often very, very self-centered and very short term, if you will, that I think we need to evaluate.
So the reprint of your first book is, I sorta kissed Dating Goodbye.
No, you can turn to the introduction of Ike Is Dating Goodbye, and I say very clearly that I'm not saying dating's evil, I'm not saying that you should never go out one-on-one, but I am saying, let's evaluate, why are we going out one-on-one to begin with? So that's why when we met at the bagel shop, actually used the M word. I mentioned marriage, not because I was proposing, because I was wanting to answer that question, what is the point? And that is what so many guys are not willing to do. They want to go out with a girl. They want to ask her out. They want the romance to be flowing. They want all those feelings to be going on. But a lot of them are not at a place, or they're not willing to answer, what's the point of all these feelings? What's the point of us spending all this time together? So I stated that at the outset, not because we were ready to get married, but because I wanted to be able to give her a clear reason to let me into her life, basically.
You know, Josh, I have teased you a little bit here.
That's good. I need
but
it.
But it is really what you did is a function of great discipline. Mm. It is really motivated above all else by a desire to please the Lord in everything that you do, including your relationship with a possible romantic individual.
Right.
And I admire you for doing that.
Thank you.
But it does take a lot of discipline, doesn't it?
It does. And the fact is that I had done it the wrong way many times in the past. I had made all the mistakes that I talk about in I Kiss Dating Goodbye.
But you were a virgin when you got married.
I was a virgin by God's mercy. But I'd played with girls' hearts. You know, I'd basically asked them to give me their affections and to give me their time without being interested or willing to be committed to them. And so for both me and Shannon, there was a desire to do things differently, not because I'd written some book or anything like that, but because we'd seen firsthand in past relationships the hurt, the pain that can come from taking romance lightly, thinking it's no big deal. Let's just have fun and see where it goes. We wanted to have a clear path.
I've been on both ends of that myself before Shirley and I were married. Times when I hurt someone, times when someone hurt me. And there's a lot of pain associated with that. And I'm not sure that my motives were always what they should have been.
I think we've all approached dating primarily with our own interest in mind. And we haven't gone into it with that heart of the Savior that says, I want to lay my life down for others. I want to be thinking of their best interest. And in the case of my relationship with Shannon, I was wanting to protect her by stating the purpose of the relationship so that she could open up her life to me, basically, so that we could get to know each other. Exactly, to build that trust. And none of this is to say that when you do it the right way, there can't be disappointment. I think a lot of people misunderstand at times, and they think that I'm saying I'm trying to avoid pain. The goal is to avoid hurt. And you can't do that in life. There are trials. Yeah. There are heartaches that come. But we can purpose that the disappointment we have isn't based on being insincere and isn't the result of not being honest with others.
And as we close out this edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, our thanks to our guest today, Pastor Joshua Harris, as we really heard some of his unique ideas with regards to dating. And Ryan, I imagine this program has definitely sparked some pretty strong conversations among listeners.
Well, if you'd like to learn more about Pastor Harris's views and the rest of this story, be sure to tune in tomorrow when we'll continue this interaction. And I'm sure there are many parents listening today thinking they have got to get a copy of this book for when their sons or daughters are in their dating years.
And I am one of those parents, Ryan. Mm-hmm. We actually have that book here at Family Talk, both titles, the one called I Kissed Dating Goodbye, and then the other one, Boy Meets Girl, Say Hello to Courtship, both of those by our guest today, Pastor Joshua Harris. You can find those online at drjamesdobson.org or give us a call, 877-732-6825. I will slip in that when you do contact us, also ask about our new 3-CD set, which we are featuring this whole month of August. It's called The Heart of the Home and covers some great broadcasts for women, mothers, wives, daughters, and grandmothers.
We also have several helpful online resources, including an article called Tips for Healthy Dating Relationships. All those can be found at drjamesdobson.org. Also, Luann, another way we're trying to put our resources in the hands of parents and spouses who need it is a brand new app found for smartphones and tablets.
Yes.
It really is going to be helpful to a lot of people because you can get my dad's advice and his teachings right in the palm of your hand. We've got our daily broadcast plus all of our backlogged broadcasts, and they're categorized into very helpful sections on marriage and parenting. We have the Solid Answers section where my dad answers specific questions. And we've got not only marriage and parenting, but cultural issues, family issues, education. It's just going to get deeper and deeper as time goes on. And I think it's going to be a very helpful resource to parents and those looking to strengthen their marriage.
Well, people have been asking for this app for a while, Ryan. So we are pleased to roll it out. Again, that's the Family Talk app. And you can download that from the App Store right away. Again, as you said, Ryan, this is perfect if you're in the middle of the grocery store and you have a problem with a screaming toddler. You can get the answer right there at your fingertips.
Amen. And if anybody is able to help us financially continue to provide resources like the Family Talk app and this broadcast, CDs, books that we're giving out, we would really appreciate it. You can do so online by clicking the Donate tab at drjamesdobson.org, or when you call us, our number one last time, 877-732-6825.
You can even donate from that app page also.
That's right.
Thanks again for joining us, and we do invite you to return tomorrow when we'll hear the second part of Dr. Dobson's series with Pastor Joshua Harris. That's right here on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
We all know you love keeping up with old friends and posting pictures of your kids on Facebook, but did you know you can also find America's foremost family authority there? For up-to-date program information and the latest articles and insights from psychologist and best-selling author and my dad, Dr. James Dobson, go to your Facebook page and search for Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. Again, that's Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk on Facebook. Join the growing number of fans and like us today.